It's a pleasure to welcome back to WBJC the founding artistic director of the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company, Ian Gallina, who has directed part one of Henry IV, which is currently in rep through around the end of March, with part two, which Ian has co-directed with Gerard Taylor. Lovely to welcome you back, Ian. Thank you so much for coming in.
Glad to be here, Judith.
Nice to see you. So it's very confusing, I think, the number of Henrys that there are over the span of English history. And certainly Shakespeare was fascinated by them. And so we have these two Henriads, so to speak, the sort of quartets of Henrys. But, you know, just to confuse things even more, he wrote them back to front in terms of how they come chronologically in history. So I think the starting point really is, how does this particular Henry fit into the overall scheme of things historically?
Right. So there's a lot of Roman numerals, isn't there?
Right.
So this Henry IV comes at about 1400. Henry IV is Henry V's dad. So Henry V of the famous Shakespeare play. And Henry IV is actually, his name is Bolingbroke before he's king. And he was a rival to Richard II. Oh, this is getting complicated. And they were somehow related to the Black Prince. And that's about as close as I can get to explaining that genealogy.
It's really confusing. Yeah. And, you know, so what Shakespeare does so fascinatingly, I think, is blend this factual stuff with his fantasy. And he gives us one of his most incredible characters in Falstaff.
Yeah, sure. Well, Shakespeare is, of course, a great writer. He's not such a great historian, but but he moves things around to make a great story. And this is the play, Henry IV, Part one, in which he introduced Falstaff to the world. And the Falstaff, of course, appears in part one of Henry IV, part two of Henry IV. There's a play written specially for Falstaff called Merry Wives of Windsor, and he's mentioned in the Henry V play. And of course, there are operas written about him and novels written about him. It's one of the most famous comic characters, if not the most famous comic character in sort of our modern era.
So you were mentioning Henry V as being a really famous play. Of course
right.
It is. And of the two that you're doing here, I think it's fair to say that part one is certainly better known. And part two seems to have an almost a different tone to it than part one.
Well, it's funny. Part one seems to be, as much as anything else, a coming of age play. If it's not a coming-of-age play, it's certainly a play about fathers and sons. But part two, we deviate from that a bit, and it has to do, I don't know, more with forgiveness, I think, or redemption.
It must have been an extraordinarily enormous project to work on.
It's a huge project, yeah, and that's kind of why we wanted to take it on. We were looking for something ambitious that could show off what we do, which is, you know, we have a company of actors that we've worked with for a number of years. We have a shorthand, and we thought, well, this, you know, we could use this group of people, and we could do essentially 5 hours of theater together, which is terribly ambitious, but really exciting and fun to work on.
So this is Henry IV, parts 1 and 2, which will be running in rep through around the end of March. This is with the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company in their beautiful theatre on South Calvert Street. More at ChesapeakeShakespeare.com. It's been such a pleasure to speak to the artistic director and the director of these productions, Ian Gallina. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Judith.